This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ما شاء الله تبارك الله. السلام عليكم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Jannah Institute's story is absolutely has nothing to do with what you heard. Very different. Basically, I studied after I finished my OBGYN residency. I come from a very educational and educated family, Islam institutions, it's not. I finished my residency, you know, the dream, right? Everything. And then at one point I was like, that's it. Something is missing. This is not it. You know, all the youth will know this in another 10 years. In another 10 years, you will find, okay, so I got my American board, so I got the house, so I got the car, I got, you know, and then you find, and then what? What? So I started, and it was a friend of mine who at the same time passed away, and she said two things, and she died next day. I want to go, if Allah gives me life, I'm going to go to Hajj, and if Allah gives me life, I'll memorize the Quran. She died, that was Wednesday, she died on Friday. And I was there when she was dying, not only that. And I was like, that's it, ya Allah, I'm going to memorize my Quran. And I'm going to go to Hajj. So I went to Hajj, and I memorized the Quran. Start memorizing the Quran. But yes, this is just finished, like in the 30s, just finished my residency. And then I was like, you know, went to Hajj, and I kept asking, saying, Allah, ya Allah, there's something missing. I have no idea what is it. Something is missing there. I go for salah, but I don't feel it. You know, you pick up the Quran, but you don't feel it. And subhanAllah, I came back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I came back in March. That was my first Hajj. And then one of the shuyukh came in. I don't know if you know him, Sheikh Mukhtar Maghrawi. He came to St. Louis, and he was also just back from Hajj. And la ilaha illallah, I don't remember what he was saying, but the moment he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I start crying. And I was in the first line. And I finished, I came, and then I come to know that he's PhD in physics. I was like, what? And I came to him, subhanAllah. And I was crying, and I was like, how did you do that? You know, when we come from a professional background, this is very different. Your parents knows this. It's very different. I was like, what is that? And he looked at me, and he said, if you really want it, Allah will give it to you. That's it. I didn't get an answer other than that. Start studying with him. Enjoyed. And one of the things for all the young and not the young, when you study, if you think medicine is difficult, if you think OBGYN residency is difficult, wait till you start studying Islamic studies. Because Allah is going to test your intention every second, every minute. Are you really doing it to build an institute, to have a name, to have followers, or you're doing it for me? And that's the first thing I learned from him. When I said, you know, one day do you think I will be able to teach? He used to get very upset. Don't you study to teach. That's not for Allah. I still remember this. This was 2002 when I started studying. By 2007, I was like, you know what? I studied with every teacher in here and there, and there was no institute, especially for women. And I said, no. I studied ten years for medicine. And I went to this and this and did residency in the best fifth medical school. I want to do the same for Islam. I want to go and sit on that chair and study. So I was advised to go to Jordan or go to South Africa or go to Saudi. Saudi is just because I am very biased. I love Mecca. I love Mecca. You tell me go to Mecca, I tell you, just tell me when I'm coming. Yeah, don't tell me anything else. So I went to South Africa. I loved it. They have amazing institutes, but they don't teach women. So they brought Sheikh Taha Karan, if you know him, probably. May Allah bless his soul.
Yeah.
I've never seen, I met him personally, and he saw the passion. This is what you need to all have. This doesn't come free. You have to have the passion. And he said, I would love to teach her, I still remember, but I can't put her in that class. I will put you in a separate room, and you will watch the screen. This is before COVID or Zoom. And I said, I'm not leaving everything to learn from a screen. I want to learn. And then there was this debate, finally, when Allah plans. And then I got a job offer from Jeddah. And you cannot go as a woman unless they don't give you a student visa. I said, these are all obstacles. You guys don't think of it. Yeah. So I went there and I had to study. And I went and I didn't know how to study. I had nothing. No acceptance, no sheikh. I just had a piece of paper of a name of a sheikh. And I was there in April or arrived. And in summer in Saudi, everything dies. And I went to Hajj in November, and I was crying to Allah, and I said, Ya Allah, I left everything against the will of everybody. Nobody supported me. Everybody thought I was crazy. I was the only Muslim OBGYN. I was teaching in the masjid. I was memorizing my Quran. I was studying. Why are you doing this? And I just had this drive in me. And now if I look, I don't know. I just had this drive. I'm going. I kept telling people, I'm going. Sold my house, sold my practice, sold my car, all the dream, all. And I put myself, I took one bag of clothes, one bag of books, and I went. Subhanallah. And I had the job, alhamdulillah, so I have the support. By November, nothing happened. And in Hajj, I was crying, and I was like, Ya Allah, I left everything. Please open it up. I don't know what to do, because all the reputable universities, they don't take women alone. Like, I wanted to study in Medina. I mean, the obstacles we face women is very different. I want to study Umm al-Qura. I knew people. Nope, they can't. And subhanAllah, I come back from Hajj, and this is the tadbir of Allah. All this, including Jannah Institute, will not happen unless Allah wanted it to happen. And He sees the desire in you and absolutely the sacrifice. Everything else become literally history. And a friend of mine called me and she said, where are you? I said, I'm in my office. Do you have a break? Yes. Right now you drop everything, cross the street and come. I said, come where? That's a building for memorization of the Quran. I don't need that. She said, just come. Okay. So I go and she introduced me to the biggest da'iyah in Jeddah. Biggest. This is everybody. You go wherever you go, you hear her name. And she said, you want to study? Subhanallah, ya doctora. I said, what? She said, just this year we started. Look at the tadbir of Allah. Just this year we started a branch from Umm al-Qura University in Jeddah for women only. But there's a problem. You came late. Will you accept to be just a listener? I will do it. I said, fine, I'll take it. She took me to introduce me. The dean is not there. I come next day and the dean looked at me and says, doctora, seeing the king is easier than seeing you. Mm-hmm. Says, I've been trying to get an appointment to see you as a physician. Come tomorrow. So I go and I sit in the back, 20 only. Beautiful class. My first time ever studying in all-woman class. And the teachers are all not only women, not sheikhat. I haven't seen anything you say. The Quran comes with it. The hadith comes with the sanad. One comes in, one comes out, and I'm coming, you know, from a very different background. I have not seen this. I was like, oh. Then January, she comes to me and she said, doctora, tomorrow we have an aqidah exam. You're coming. May Allah forgive me. I didn't show up because I thought I'm not going to pass. She calls me and says, I want you tomorrow in my office. I was like, that's it. So I go. And I still remember this. She looked at the secretary and said, put the doctora here, get her some breakfast, close the door, throw the exam and says, you're taking it right now. Then she called and says, you passed. I'm going to give you all the other exams. If you pass, you're not a listener anymore. This year will be counted for you. And then I had to deal with my hospital because I'm a full-time employee. And then they said, fine. Eight, listen to the sacrifice. You wanted by 30, you know, 30 under 30. They said to me, well, your contract said 8 hours. We can't change it. How many hours is your school? I said, at 8 to 12, I'd be in person. They said, okay, 8 to 12. By 1, you cross the street and you're going to work till 9 PM. I'm an OBGYN. Every other day I'm on call. I have to come and deliver babies. I go to the school wearing my scrubs and they only allowed me with a phone and then in the middle they call me and says, baby is ready. I cross the street, go on, wallahi, I deliver the baby, cross back and everybody waiting, boy or a girl. And all of you know when you study in the other side of the world, you need to memorize. There is nothing right and wrong. You know, check, Google questions. What is this? Is everything is right? Summarize, Ya Rahman, I told our usul fiqh teacher, wallahi, medicine is much easier than this. Mm-hmm. One day, that's where the dream started. It was an aqidah class, and I was in the back, and I looked, and I said, Ya Allah, not everybody can do what I did. It's very hard for a woman to do this. You all know this. Who can just pack and leave? And Ya Allah, give me this. I wanted this in the States. I want to sit, and I want the woman to come and learn from women. There's no offense, but you know how, because we all complain that men spend time with the shuyukh. It's very different. Exactly what you say, Sheikh Abdullah. You don't learn from books. You learn from the teachers, how they treat, how they, when they get upset, why? And when they are happy, why? You literally analyze them. So I made this dua to Allah and see how He planned it. I was in South Africa, nothing to do. And there's a family and they wanted to start a new institute and they were asking me. So I was saying, no, this is what they do and this and that. So I come back, I was talking to one of my friends, says, listen, guess what they want? On the phone, I'm in Jeddah, I'm still studying. She said, why don't we do this in the States? And I said, who's going to do that? She said, you say yes, I'll take care of it. There's a lot of legal, you know. Anyway, cut the story short. 2013, we're very much a baby. 2013, where we got the approval. I'm still studying. There's nobody else. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought my teacher, my sheikha of Quran, who is American. And she said, you know what? Start with the Quran. Bring all the Quran teachers in St. Louis. Let's evaluate them. Let's do this and this. We started literally 20 students. I came back 2017. At that time, every time I come, this is where I came to IOK one time. I came to ICOI one time. But there was nothing structured. But my dream is that class. And then 2020, COVID came in. Before COVID, we started online, on-site. We all knew Zoom. I met the Zoom. He was 23-year-old, the founder. And he had a background. You know, now we all know. I was like, where is he? What is this behind him? And then we had on-site, online, because women can't all come and leave and whatever. COVID came in, and we all, I don't know about your institute, but we flourished. From 100 students to 400 to 500 students. Women, you name a country, I'll tell you. There's countries, I don't know where they are. But the dream is still there. The dream is still there. I wanted it. And I kept asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I didn't want it because I wanted. I wanted because Allah wanted it to happen. I was in my office one day and I said, this is done. There is 4 more OBGYN Muslims. This is not anymore. So I told my hospital, I am not renewing my contract. They went crazy. What did we do to you? I said, nothing. I'm going to pursue my dream. My family went crazy. Now, if you tell this to the youth, you know, it's like, what are you going to do with your 401k? What about your health insurance? Subhanallah. Literally, I looked at them and says, "Inna Allah huwa al-Razzaq al-Quwwati al-Mateen." Allah is the one who gives. And I met with the team. The team even went crazy in Jannah. I said, "We are starting my dream." This was 2021. They said, "Oh, 23?" I said September. They said September 22. I said, "No, September 21." I didn't tell them I am quitting my job. I said, "Who's going to teach your full time?" I said, "Allah will make it easy." What is the books? Every word. And I don't know why I was saying this, wallahi. And I'm sharing this story. Don't put obstacles. And don't say, I have to plan, because Allah is the planner. You need to plan. You need to tie the camel, but don't depend on tying the camel. Allah is the one who's going to make it happen. June, we decided. I want a book. I said, I'm teaching the same books I studied, but I can't require Arabic, because then I'm not going to get any student. How many women know Arabic? And my goal is very different than your goals. My goal is to teach mothers what every, we call the year of knowledge, what every Muslim woman should learn. Can't be a mother don't know what ghusl is. How is the daughter going to learn that? Or the son? The mother doesn't know the arkan of salah. And then how the children will. I'll do this and then we'll give them and whoever wants to be the alima. And but I said, I will still teach them the original books. Every book I wanted to start to teach, it turned to be translated. Excellent. One of them is Munir Farid, Ulum al-Quran. Amazing translation. And I was like, Ya Rabbi. And then he sent us the director from Bosnia, the operation director from London. I don't know where these people, wallahi, I don't know where these people came from. You ask me, I have no idea. How much are we going to charge? I have no idea. You know, I was like, I'm a physician. I don't know. It's online. Cut the story short. June, they said, how many students? You know what I answered? لَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَرِ النِّعَامِ. Allah send you one student. Is more than enough. One. Why do I need many? And we'll see. June, we started. 2 weeks later, we had 100 students applied. وَاللَّهُ لَذِي عِلَّهُ. And they said, you promised us 25 and negotiated. Finally, we got 50. We finished first year. Now it's the second year. Subhanallah. And then my next dream is to have the building.
Inshallah.
But you need to, have the foundations. And I will say from all what I told you is number one, you have this yaqeen inside you that Allah will make things happen. And I wish all the younger generation know that. It's not the planning. It's not I did my homework. You have to, but it's Allah is going to make it happen. Rely on Him. Ask Him to sacrifices, and He's going to test you with every step and every word. Two, and you're absolutely right, dedication. People tell me, my sister has this very famous line. She said, I see your schedule, I get dizzy. And you're right, because you know what? You can't. I keep telling them, how can I say no to somebody may learn, that one person, exactly what he said, Dr. Jackson. It's one person, and that person will teach others. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, now we have 150 students in the Year of Knowledge. We have a whole Quran department where it is hifz, tajweed, review, and also we are offering qira'at, and now also we have certain courses. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I can't be grateful enough. It's a dream. I don't know how it happened. Subhanallah, may Allah, the next thing is an institute, but it is for women, dedicated to women, and more teachers, bi-idhnillah. We need your dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will never let us down. Please forgive me, I took too long.
Radical speaking. We wanted that question, we wanted to spend the time on it. We want people to have that perspective. It's very, very important that, and this is literally decades. Each person had multiple decades of study, of being tested. And I think a question that comes up a lot is, if this is for the sake of Allah, learning Islam and going overseas, why is it so hard? You have to go to however many countries, and God knows there's no air conditioning, and there's bugs, and typhoid, and God knows what other diseases you're dealing with. It's for Allah. Why did He make it so easy for us? Why is that, right?
أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Ankabut. Do you think you're going to be left to say we believe and you're not going to be tested? Let alone His sacred knowledge. Let alone I say for Him. And did I not get tested when I did OBGYN? And how many hours I did? Literally. 24 and 12. 36 hours in a row. This is before they changed the hours. And we did it lovingly. Yeah. And now everybody's supporting you. Because you see the light, as they say. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.
Barakallahu feek.